Rabosai, just a few minutes ago, we had the opportunity to pray together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, to say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, together with Jews across the world, 11:30 a.m., where we were, in order to pray for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. We're in a very distressful time, and Tainus Esther is really the perfect day for us to reach out for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua's Venachamus. I want to discuss with you a halachic sugya that is actually related to what we just did. Because it could be that there was actually a chiyuv, an obligation, for one who was with other people saying Shema, for him to participate and say Shema together with the tzibur. There could have been a halachic chiyuv. It's possible. We'll see by the end of this year. So this is rooted in a sugya in Maseches Brachos that we're learning this year. The Mishnah in Brachos, Daf Chaf Amid Beis, says that based on the takana of Ezra HaKohen, a Balkeri was to think the words of Kriya Shema. At the time of Kriya Shema, he wasn't going to say the words, but rather only think them. Mahar Her Belibo, but he does not say the Brachos before and after, and he does not say the words of Kriya Shema themselves. So the Gemara over there, Brachos Chaf Amid Beis, Saitza Machlokes, Machlokes Amoroim, whether Hirhur Kedibur or Hirhur Lav Kedibur. Hirhur Kedibur means just by thinking the words, it's as if he actually said the words. Or Hirhur Lav Kedibur, by thinking the words, it's not like he said the words. So let's zero in on the second opinion, that of Rav Chisda, that Hirhur Lav Kedibur Dami. So the Gemara says, if Hirhur Lav Kedibur Dami, if thinking the words is not actually like saying them, so then why does the Baal Keri think them at all? What's he accomplishing by thinking the words? He can't say them because he's a Baal Keri. So he should think them. But thinking's not like saying them. So why should he think them? That's the Gemara's shaila. So the Gemara answers that even though Hirhur is Lav Kedibur, nonetheless he should be Maharher, the words he should think about, the words of Kriya Shema. Why? Kidei shelo yehu kola olam oskin bo v'hu yoshevu batel. Because it's inappropriate for everybody else to be asuk, to be engaged in Kriya Shema, but he is sitting by idly, not doing anything. So at the very least, he should be thinking the words of Kriya Shema. That's the Gemara Brachos Chaf Amid Beis. Comes along the Rosh in Brachos Paragimol Halacha Yadalid, and he cites the Baal Halachos Gedolos, who infers from this Gemara that if somebody already said Kriya Shema, so he was mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and he comes into shul, and the shul is saying Kriya Shema. This happens to me all the time right here in TABC, where I've already davened, then I go into the Beis Medrash where Sinai is davening. I'm getting my sefer for first period, and Sinai's up to Kriya Shema. Says the Bahag, there's a chiyuv to say Kriya Shema together with the tzibur that is saying it. And what do you have to say? According to the Bahag, you have to say the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's a halacha brought in Shulchan Aruch, based on this Bahag Shulchan Aruch Sim in Samech Hei Sif Beis, that if one already said Kriya Shema and then he goes into shul and he hears the shul saying Kriya Shema, he needs to say Kriya Shema together with them. So Rabosai Yesh Lachkor, what is the Ta'am Hadin? What is the reason for this halacha? We could formulate it in one of two ways. We could take the Gemara's line at face value. Shelo yehu kola olam oskin bo v'hu yoshev ubatel. In other words, this is a din in hishtatfus betzibor. It's a din in being part of a tzibor, not being pyresh min atzibor. So if the tzibor is saying Kriya Shema, so you should participate together with them. Now, when do you have an obligation to be mishtatif in what the tzibor is doing? So the Gemara and Chaf Aleph and Aleph says that because Kriya Shema and Birkas Hamazon are dinim d'oraisa, that's what the Baal Keri participates in. So Kriya Shema is a din d'oraisa. So we have an obligation to be mishtatef with the tzibur, even though we already were mekayim that mitzvah. But we have a din of mishtatfus b'tzibur. The tzibur is doing it. You shouldn't be poresh min atzibur. That's face value of the Gemara. However, come along the tour in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Samachay, and they reformulate what this din is all about. Say the tour in the Shulchan Aruch that it's not a din in being mishtatif in the tzibur per se, meaning that the mechayiv is your participation, your joining the tzibur. Rather, say the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechayiv is, and we've seen this earlier in our Limud, what we spoke about davening near other people or sitting down near other people who are davening, says the Torah that you need to say Kriya Shema. Why? Because if you don't, what's it going to look like? It's going to look like you're not interested in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Everybody else is accepting the reign of heaven, and you're just sitting there doing nothing, twiddling your thumbs. You're just sitting there. You're disinterested. You're indifferent in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Say the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch. No. You have to say Kriya Shema together with the Tzibur, because otherwise you're giving off the impression that you're not interested in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So the first way of saying it is a din in Hishtatvus B'Tzibur. The second is a din in yourself, that you shouldn't give off the misimpression that you're somebody who doesn't care about Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So now let's see how these two reasons for the din, how they play out in Halacha. So there is a fascinating machlokas about how much of Kriya Shema has to be said. We quoted the Bahag who said, how much do you have to say? Just the first pasuk. However, comes along the Gra in the Bir HaGra in Samech Hei Siv Gimel Nor Chaim. And he says, no. Pashtus of the Gemaras, how much do you have to say? The whole thing, the entire Kriya Shema. And says the Gra, the Bahag, is Tzarechiyin. Tzarechiyin on the Bahag. Why he says to suffice with one pasuk. We have to say all of Kriya Shema. What's the Nekudas Machlokas between the Bahag and the Gra? So Efsher, we could say as follows. The Bahag thinks what? Or start from the opposite end. The Gra thinks what? That you have to say all of Kriya Shema. Why? Because it's a din of Kedesh Lo Yehu Kola Olam Oskin Bo Vuhu Yoshevu Batel. Everybody else is saying the words of Kriya Shema. You're just going to sit there doing nothing? No, you have to do what the Tzibur is doing. What's the Tzibur doing? Are they saying one pasuk? No, they're saying all three parashias. So you too have to say all three parashias. That's the Gra. Pashup Shad of the Gemara. Vuhu Yoshevu Batel. It's a din of being Mishtatev B'Tzibur. However, according to the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch's understanding, that this is a din in being mekabel o malchus shamayim, so that you don't give off the misimpression that you're not interested. So you could suffice with one pasuk. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I'm interested. How do we pask in halacha lemaisa? Shulchan Aruch, Samechei, Beis and Gimel says that me'ikar hadin, we pask in like the Bahag, that it suffices to say one pasuk. However, based on the Rokeach, Rabbi Elazar of Worms, he says that it's a good thing, it's an Itza Tova Tov, it's a good thing to say all three parshias of Kriya Shema when you hear others. However, if you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, so he says that the minog nowadays is just to say the first pasuk. And that's why what you'll see is that if people are together with a tzibur that's saying Kriya Shema, you'll see them say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Now, next halacha that may pertain to the different reasons that we suggested for this requirement. When do you have to stop in order to say Kriya Shema? So the Shulchan Aruch in Samech Hei Siv Beis says that it's only if you're Yoshev Ubatel, you're not doing anything, you're just standing there. What if you're in the middle of Psukei Dezimra? Do you have to stop? Says the Shulchan Aruch, no, you don't have to stop. However, the Mishneh Berurah comes along in Samech Hei Siv Kotan Yud Aleph based on the Achronim and says that even in the middle of Psukei Dezimra you should stop and say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Only when you're in the middle of Birchos Kriya Shema, or Bein HaProkim of Birchos Kriya Shema, then you don't stop to say, you don't interrupt. You don't say the Pasuk. But in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, you do. So how can we explain this? So the Mishneh Berurah holds that this is a din in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And he thinks that there's no problem to be mafsik in the middle of Kriya Shema to say a Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's actually based on the Trumas HaDeshen, who says also there shouldn't be a problem to stop in the middle to say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. So therefore the Mishneh Berurah says, you want to make sure that everybody knows you're interested in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, so you should stop right there, say the Pasuk, and then go forward. Why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin not to stop in the middle of Psukei Dezimra? So the Shulchan Aruch holds of the same reasoning as the Mishneh Berurah, that you don't want to give off the misimpression that you're not interested in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, really, we would have thought that you should stop to say the first pasuk of Shema, but the Shulchan Aruch is clear in his language that this would be a problem of hefsek, meaning to say that since you have the counter pressure that you're in the middle of a bracha, Psukei Dezimra, between Baruch Sho'amar and Yishtabach, so you shouldn't interrupt in the middle to say Kriya Shema, to say the pasuk of Shema. Another reason could be that if we accept the reasoning of Yoshev U'Batel, so in this case, you're not being Yoshev U'Batel, you're not just twiddling your thumbs. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're saying Psukat Dezimra. You're doing something very important. So you're not being Yoshev U'Batel. Remember, we learned in the sugya of sitting near someone who's davening, right? Remember, we learned about what if you're engaged in Talmud Torah or you're saying Kriyat Shema, right? So too over here, we could argue that you don't have to stop in the middle of Psukat Dezimra because you're not Yoshev U'Batel. Now, we accept Halach L'maisa, the reasoning of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that you should stop in the middle to say the first Pasuk. Okay, next. How exactly should you say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Do you have to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed afterwards? Says the Mishnah Berurah, yes. You have to say Baruch Shem as well. And the Kaf HaChaim adds, you should cover your eyes. Why? Because what are you doing here? You're already mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, right? You're not saying Kriyat Shema in order to learn the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why are you saying this Pasuk? As an expression of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So you should do everything that's part of the package of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. What's included in this package? Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed is the response that we have when we encounter Shem Hashem and we have an experience of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. That's why Baruch Shem was said in the encounter between Yaakov and his children. That when his children said Shema Yisrael, and Yaakov Avinu responds with Baruch Shem. Because that's an experience of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So whenever we have that experience, we say Kabbalah Sol, we say Baruch Shem. So therefore, Baruch Shem has to be said. Kaf HaChaim adds, you should cover your eyes for the same reason, to have the proper kavana for Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So Ad Kan, what we have explained is based on the Sugya and Brachos Chaf and Beis, two different formulations of the reasoning for this halacha, whether it's about Hishtatvus B'tzibur, or rather, it's about avoiding the misimpression that one's not interested in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. And we discussed a number of pratim of details in this halacha based on those reasons. Number one, how much do you have to say, just the first pasuk or all of Kriyat Shema? Number two, when do you have to stop to say Kriyat Shema? What about in the middle of Psukat Dezimra? And number three, how exactly should you say it, adding in Baruch Shem? Let's end off with a couple of practical applications of this halacha. There's an interesting tshuva of Rav Nosson Gishtetner, Lahoros Nosson, Chilikir Aleph, Simin Dalid, where he was asked the question, if you have someone who teaches little school children below the age of bar mitzvah, and he's teaching them how to daven, and they get up to Kriyat Shema, so they're saying Shema, is the teacher mechuyev to say Shema together with the kids because of this din in Samech Hei in Shulchan Aruch? So Lahoros Nosson, he argues that for two reasons there is no chiyuv me'ikar adin. He says, number one, the chiyuv applies only when there's a tzibur, when there's a din tzibur. So there has to be 10 adult men. There needs to be a minyan. There needs to be a din tzibur. If there's no din tzibur, so then this would not apply. And secondly, he says, what's the whole time halacha? Because you don't want to give off the misimpression you're not interested in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. What are you doing here? You're teaching kids to say Kriyat Shema. You're engaged in trying to get others to be Mekabel O Malchus Shamayim. So that itself is an engagement in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, and therefore would suffice. However, he concludes over there that it would be best for the teachers to say Shema together with the children, because you should let the children know about this halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Samech Hei. Not everybody knows that when you come into shul and others are saying Kriyat Shema, you have to say it together with them. So you should say it together with the kids, so that way they know that even though you davened earlier at shul, you're saying it together with them. Again, because of this halacha. Now, last detail, which will connect back to our original Shaila, was there a chiyuv for someone who was standing together with others this morning who were saying Kriyat Shema? Was there a chiyuv for each person to say Kriyat Shema? So does this halacha apply only when the group saying Kriyat Shema is saying it b'toras mitzvah? They're saying it in the midst of davening. So they're being mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So then when you find that tzibur being mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, you have to say Kriyat Shema together with them. What about when there's other times when the tzibur says the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Can anybody think of another time in davening when we say that? Korbanos, very good. What about on Shabbos? Take out the Torah and Kedusha. Great, you got all three. Okay, so Korbanos, Kedusha of Musaf, and taking out the Torah. We say the pasuk of Shema in all three contexts. So does this halacha in Shulchan Aruch Samech Hei, does it apply to those contexts, or is it limited to when the Shema is being said, Betoras Kiyum Mitzvahs Kriyashma. This was a machlokas between the poskim. The Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Eliashiv on the one hand say that it applies to all contexts when Shema Yisrael is being said, Bitzibur. Reb Chaim Kanievsky was quoted as saying that no, it only applies to the context of Kiyum HaMitzvah. So I think that machlokas will determine whether there was a chiyuv this morning. If you were there in the Beis HaKnesses and everybody else was saying Kriyashma, did you have a chiyuv to say Kriyashma? L'chaira, that depends on this machlokas, no? If you hold that it only applies to the Kiyum HaMitzvah Dorais of Kriyashma, okay, so that wasn't the Kiyum HaMitzvah. We were using Shema as a means of prayer. But if you hold that it applies even in the context of Kiddush of Musaf and taking out the Sefer Torah, so why should this morning be any different? You have a tzibur, 10 people, 10 adult men, saying Kriya Shema together. If you're there, according to some, Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Eliashiv, there's taka chiyuv to participate. Rabosai, in the schus of learning the sugya of Kriya Shema together with the tzibur and Kabbalas Omachu Shamayim, we should strengthen ourselves on this Tainis Esther, in our Kabbalas Omachu Shamayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see our commitment to Him, and in that vein, should provide us with the Yeshua for all of the people who so desperately need it. Nachinu Kol Beis Yisrael. Yashukach.